and Dub Diglow that night in Fingal of Victories. Tanmatha and Cathlin sang together. And the three shouters of glory, yelling, half-viewed their harps. Surly Tuhal smiled upon drear Darthula. And Rose Crana's Bolgaboyo begirlified the daughter of Cormac. The soul of every else's body rolled into its all soul self. A double month's license, lease on mirth, while Huni Moon and her flame went honeysuckling. Holy Rissia, what boom of bells, what battle of brags on Sandgate, where met the bobby, bobbed his bibby, mabbing through the rice. Even Tombs left Das and Dunnage down in Demidoff's tomb. And drew on the dour-nailed clogs that Morty Manning left him, and legged in by Ghost Town Gate like Pompey up to date, with a sprig of white boy's heather on his late Lou Elcock's heirloom. And some say they seen old Dummy Duff with a leaf of bronze on his cloak so gray, trooping his color a pace to the rear, and as awfully posh with his half-crown jewel as if he was the Grand Duke Meckel or Pastor de Grace on the Rue de la Paix. It was Jubilee Joe that all sorts jore, free stouters and public ranks, halves on glaives. Swearing treaties on the Simalaya Mountains, man. Sunder's Bible. Hadn't we heaven's lamps to hide us, yet every lane had its lively spark, and every spark had its several spurtles, and each spitfire spurtle had some trick of her trade, a tease for Ned, Nook's nestle for Fred, and a peep at me mo for Pierre Paul, so that Father Matthews looked hey totally threble, but Dano the Dane grimmed. Yeg will elsecare doty lanv meet they do send hyam to cannons roar and rifles peal vel shanty soloways sang. Tyrannies, and for laxen brags was passed the cupper to our laders. Thank you. was dim upon the floods only, and there was day on all the ground. Thank you.